find me around the sun. So I'll be no problem. Shake them on down, load it the sun low.
A few feet apart. I go around the planet. mother came from Louisiana, my father I don't know from where. And if you ever ask me, I would say that I don't care, 'cause I was born in Louisiana and raised on the Texas side. I was way past 21 when my father said goodbye.
Gate Mouth Brown with Young Kenny Wayne Shepherd and Born in Louisiana. That's from a CD-DVD package from Kenny Wayne called 10 Days Out. Bunch of traditional blues tracks recorded with the original musicians. Cats like Gate Mouth, Honey Boy Edwards, Hubert Sumlin, and Calvin Jones, and a bunch of others. Shake 'Em On Down was from Rory Block, one of the preeminent modern acoustic blues players in the U.S., or elsewhere for that matter. And we heard the Chester Burnett Muddy Waters Chestnut Smokestack Lightning from former Spooky Tooth Cat Mike Harrison. Original Okie and longtime Marin County cat Elvin Bishop in the next set. See if you can tell which track. First this.
Read the incredible self-help book that's rewriting the rules on addiction. It's the hot new addiction everyone's talking about. It's sex addiction. Finally, you can shove personal accountability straight up your ass. Leonard Etcher's remarkable 13 Steps to Heaven.
Hi, I'm Leonard Etcher. Everyone's talking about it. Nobody knows what it is. Now, thanks to 13 Steps to Heaven, here's your chance to join me and become a fully blown sex addict. All the glamour of personal programs without health risks or loneliness. Guys, let's be honest. The difference for most men between being a sex addict or not is opportunity. My book will explain the myths and realities of sex addiction in an honest and easy to understand way. I'll teach you how to juggle multiple partners at once and blame your complete lack of morality and personal accountability on an addiction that doesn't exist.
Pick up 13 Steps to Heaven today.
Oh, that makes me smoke.
You're listening to Vince Vinyl on the hottest sounds in town. 92.9 FM, KCUF, Boulder Creek.
Even though you had the last laugh on me, I ain't gonna be the first to cry, no. Even though you had the last laugh on me, you just a link in my chain. Someone else will ease this misery. Someone would chase the clouds away. I ain't gonna be the lonely one. Lord, someone will end this rainy day. It's just a matter of time. And time is all I got since you went away.
Thank you. a teardrop falling low. They could never wash away this pain. I ain't gonna let the teardrop fall low. Oh, even though you turn my love into a game, there's just one thing that you should know.
It's hard to see. Oh, my sweet stranger, you're the light for me now. Can you guide me? I need fine temperament,
I need to feel decent. I need your strength, guidance, strength, guidance, strength, guidance. Thank you.
Bishop, Mike Bloomfield, and the Paul Butterfield Blues Band. Title track from the great 1966 Paul Butterfield LP, East West. Before that, it was the outstanding Brit vocalist Jesse Rodden with John Densmore and Robbie Krieger from The Doors, and killer track Sweet Danger. Legendary Bobby Bland launched that set, Ain't Gonna Be the First to Cry. Less than half an hour remaining in the COVID-19 shelter-in-place blues show, and it's been darn fun so far. This is Boulder Creek Pirate Radio, 92.9 FM KCUF. I'm Vince Vinyl.
I'm rich, successful, and throwing it all away on multiple women. I'm drowning in pussy. It's terrible.
Sounds like a serious case of sex addiction. Buy my book, 13 Steps to Heaven, today.
13 Steps to Heaven, available in the discount bin at bookstores everywhere.
There is nothing I can do. If you leave me, hit her cry. You know my love will follow you as the years go passing by. That's one thing you can't deny. I give you all I own. That's one thing you can't deny. You know my love will follow you as the years go passing by. Thank you.
Junior Kimbrough, and I Done Got Old. John Dawson Winter III preceded that one, No Time to Live. Beautiful song that I think was written by Steve Winwood. Tinsley Ellis did As the Years Go Passing By in that set, and Big Bill Brunsey was up first there. Ain't Nobody's Business. Keep your nose out of it.
Yes, officer, I know it doesn't look good, these guys running a train on me and all, but the thing is, I'm an addict, a sex addict.
Finally, a meta-addiction you can blame all your other addictions and insecurities on. That's right. It's time to give personal accountability one in the can. Read 13 Steps to Heaven today.
13 Steps to Heaven. Available wherever books are still sold.
I'm the personal nurse, and we'd like to remind our listeners that no offense is intended in anything we play or say here at KCUF. This portion of our programming is for a mature audience. It regularly includes song lyrics or other content that is explicit in nature and not appropriate for children, nor for adults who are sensitive to such material.
That's just about going to do it for me. 4 hours of the blues, and there's still so many tracks I wanted to get to. But you folks know we always include plenty of blues tunes in our programming, so we'll get it all in as we go forward. I wanted tonight's show to be all blues to help everybody in the KCUF hood get past the CZU wildfires, as well as all of us here at the station. It's been an experience none of us wants to go through again. A couple more tunes and I'm out the door. Thanks very much for listening. This is 92.9 FM KCUF Boulder Creek.
Standing in the rain, and I feel like I'm gonna cry. I'm so fucking lonely, and I ain't even high. I'm so fucking lonely, and I feel like I'm gonna die. Shot down over a stormy sea. Well, I swear that I'm drifting away. Just can't get a grip on me. Hell, I can't even try. I'm so fucking lonely, and I ain't even high. I hate to go home alone, but what else is new? I'm so fucking lonely. If you live, don't matter if you die. trying to wash away the pain inside. Well, I'm sick and I'm all done in, and I'm standing in the rain, and I feel like I'm gonna cry. I'm so fucking lonely. I'm so fucking lonely.
Thank you.
Hi, this is the KCUF personal nurse. Hope you can catch my show weekdays at noon here on 92.9 FM. In addition to great music, I talk to artists, celebrities, and experts on a wide variety of issues. And here's an excerpt from an earlier show when my guest was the late George Carlin. In this segment, he was giving us his views on the American male and yuppie bikers.
Here's another horrifying example or aspect of American culture, that the pussification, the continued pussification of the American male in the form... Yeah, all right. In the form of Harley Davidson theme restaurants. What the fuck is going on here? Harley Davidson used to mean something. It stood for biker attitude. Grimy outlaws and their sweaty mamas full of beer and crank, rolling around on Harleys looking for a good time, destroying property, raping teenagers, and killing policemen. All very necessary activities, by the way. But now, theme restaurants. And this soft shit obviously didn't come from hardcore bikers. It came from these weekend motorcyclists. These fraudulent two-day-a-week motherfuckers who have their bikes trucked into Sturgis, South Dakota for the big rally and then ride around like they just come in off the road. Dentists and bureaucrats and pussy boy software designers getting up on a Harley because they think it makes them cool. Well, hey, skeezix, you ain't cool, you're fucking chilly.